www.attableek.com, the revival of Iman.
میں اپنے پورے گھرانے کو ان کا نمونہ بنانا ہے.
Our houses, our families should we should bring in the imaniyat, the amal, the akhlaq, the spending in the path of Allah. How it used to happen in the houses of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sahaba ikram, it should happen in our houses also.
Hazrat Maulana Ilyas sahab rahmatullah alayh ne Hazrat Sheikh rahmatullah alayh se hikayat e sahaba isi liye likhwai hai.
Hazrat Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayh requested Hazrat Sheikh ul hadith Maulana Zakaria rahmatullah alayh to write the stories of sahaba for this reason,
ke usko padha jave, suna jave, taaki logon mein wo jazbaat paida ho jo unke andar the.
By listening to it and hearing, by reading it and listening to it, so what jazba was in the sahaba ikram, the same type of feeling should come within us also and should practice upon it.
Aur wo asal zindagi duniya mein zinda ho jave.
And that real life should become alive in the entire world.
Ha, hikayat e sahaba huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sahaba ke azwaj mutahharat banat e tayyibat aur khulafa rashidin ashre mubashshara اور مہاجرین و انصار ہجرت سے پہلے مکہ مکرمہ ہجرت کے بعد مدینہ منورہ اور ان کی زندگی کے مختلف پہلوؤں کو کھولا ہے.
رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صحاب اکرام رضی اللہ عنہ اجمعین the مبارک وائفز اینڈ our مدرس آف دا امت رضی اللہ عنہن the daughters of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم the children of the صحابہ اکرام رضی اللہ عنہ اجمعین those صحابہ اکرام that were given the glad tidings of جنہ the مہاجرین the انصار the ulama of the ummah, the pious individuals, the awliya Allah, how, what type of lives they led. For us, reading about their lives, listening about their lives, then this should become part and parcel of our lives also.
اور ان کو ہمارے سامنے بطور اسوہ پیش کیا ہے.
They were real examples for us.
وہ ہمارے لئے نمونہ ہیں.
They are examples for us.
خالی اس کو پڑھ کے گزر نہیں جانا ہے بلکہ ہمیں اپنے بھی اپنے گھر والوں کے وہ جذبات بنانے ہیں جو جذبات ان کے اللہ کے دین کے خاطر تھے.
It's not just a mere reading and just mere listening. No. That what type of lives they led, we should try to bring that type of lives in our lives also and in our families and in our houses also.
شیطان ہمیں دھوکہ دے رہا ہے کہ وہ تو صحابہ تھے, وہ بڑے لوگ تھے, وہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی صحبت انہوں نے پائی تھی, اس لیے وہ سب کر رہے. ہم تو کمزور لوگ ہیں, ہم 21ویں صدی میں ہیں, فتنوں کا زمانہ ہے. گناہوں سے بچنے کے لیے تو یہ چیزیں بہت اچھی ہیں, وہ ہم کمزور ہیں, ہم کو زیادہ بچنا چاہیے, ہم کمزور ہیں, ہم کو زیادہ ڈرنا چاہیے, ہم فتنوں کے دور میں ہیں, فتنوں سے دنیا سے ہم کو دور رہنا چاہیے, اس لیے تو یہ بہت اچھی چیز ہے. لیکن عمل نہ کرنے کے راستے میں, عمل نہ کرنے کے لیے اس کو حجت بنانا, یہ شیطان کا دھوکہ ہے.
Shaitan will continuously put this thoughts in us. No, we are living in a different time and age now. That was for the time of Sahaba Ikram. They saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were stayed in his company. That is why they had that type of lifestyle, etc. But for us to practice on this is difficult now. We are in the 21st century now. Shaitan will put all these things into our minds and our hearts. But no, we should read and listen with the intention of bringing it practically into our lives.
Agar wo chahte تو وہ بھی ہماری طرح خواہشات پر زندگی گزار سکتے تھے. ان کے سینوں میں بھی دھڑکتے ہوئے دل تھے, اندر پتھر نہیں تھے, لیکن انہوں نے اپنے جذبات کو اللہ رسول کے تابع کر دیا تھا.
صحابہ اکرام رضی اللہ عنہ اجمعین, they were also human beings. They did not have stones in their hearts. They also had passions and desires, but they put their foot on the nuts of these or on theirs, and they followed in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
خود حضور علیہ السلام نے یہ جو زہد کی زندگی اختیار کی ہے وہ آپ کی اختیاری زندگی تھی.
This type of the life of abstinence that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam led, it was not by force but it was by choice. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose to live that type of life.
آپ کو اختیار دیا گیا تھا کہ آپ بادشاہت کے ساتھ نبوت چاہتے ہیں یا فقیری والی نبوت چاہتے ہیں. آپ نے فقیری والی نبوت کو اختیار کیا ہے.
رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم given the choice and either become a nabi as a king or as a nabi as a faqir, as a poor person. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose to be a nabi as a poor person.
آپ کو اختیار دیا گیا اگر آپ چاہیں تو مکے کے پہاڑوں کو سونے کا بنا دیا جائے, لیکن آپ نے کہا کہ ایک دن کھانا کھا کر شکر کروں اور دوسرے دن بھوکا رہ کے صبر کروں, یہ مجھے زیادہ پسند ہے.
نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was given the choice that O Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, if you want, then the mountains of Makkah Mukarramah will become gold for you. But Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم chose that one day I must eat and one day I must stay hungry.
آپ علیہ السلام اپنے گھر والیوں کو ایک سال کا نفقہ دے دیتے تھے جو متوسط درجے کو ملتا ہے، ایسا نفقہ ایک سال کا دے دیتے تھے، لیکن اپنی اہلیہ اور اپنی ازواج کا ایسا مزاج بنایا تھا کہ اس کو راہ خدا میں خرچ کر دیتی تھی اور گھر میں فاقے ہو جاتے تھے.
رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مبارک houses, they should get the average expenses of one full year, but they should spend that in the path of Allah, and they chose for poverty to be in the houses.
یہ ان کا مجاہدہ اختیاری تھا.
This was a chosen mujahada and sacrifice. They chose to live like this.
انہوں نے اللہ کے لیے اپنی چاہتوں کو قربان کیا تھا.
They sacrificed their desires for the sake of Allah.
اپنے جذبات کو دبایا تھا.
They put a foot on their nafs and their desires.
اور ایک عام زندگی انہوں نے پسند کی تھی.
And they chose that general type of lifestyle.
ہم صحابہ میں دیکھتے ہیں حضرت ابوبکر بہت بڑے مالدار تھے.
حضرت ابوبکر رضی اللہ عنہ was a very very big businessman.
عبد الرحمن ابن عوف بہت بڑے مالدار تھے.
حضرت عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضی اللہ عنہ was extremely rich.
ایسے اور بہت سارے صحابہ ہیں جن کے پاس مال کی کثرت تھی، لیکن انہوں نے اپنا طرز زندگی جو ہے وہ سادہ رکھا تھا.
Like that, you see, many many other صحابہ اکرام were very very rich, but the general lifestyle was a very very simple lifestyle.
ان کی طرز زندگی سے فرق نہیں ہوتا تھا کہ مالدار ہے غریب ہیں.
If by looking at them, a person will not come to know this is a rich person or a poor person.
ان کے خرچ کرنے سے پتا چلتا تھا کہ حضرت عثمان نے ایک تہائی لشکر کا سامان دے دیا.
A person would only realize how rich a person was when they spend in the path of Allah. Oh, Hazrat Uthman رضی اللہ عنہ, he saw to one third of the army. Then a person will know that he is so rich.
باقی ان کی طرز زندگی جو تھی وہ عام تھی سب کی.
But their general lifestyle was one, a simple lifestyle.
حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ کی خلافت تک مدینے میں کوئی پکا مکان نہیں بنا.
حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ, when he was a khalifa, up till then also he did not make a solid big brick structure for his house.
انہوں نے خود بھی سادہ زندگی گزاری.
He also lived a very very simple lifestyle.
اور اپنے ساتھ رہنے والوں کو اسی پر رکھا.
And those that were with him also, they also lived that type of lifestyle.
ان کی زندگی پڑھنے کا سننے کا مقصد یہی ہے کہ ہم اوپر سے نیچے آویں.
And the object of reading their life, their history, etc., that we are coming from there, it must come to us also.
ہم اوپر سے جو ہماری اوپر زندگی اس کو دھیرے 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 نیچے لاویں.
That our type of lifestyle, we should try to bring the standards.
ہمارا کھانا پینا سونا جاگنا لباس مکان طرز معاشرت جو ہیں وہ ہماری نیچے آویں.
That our eating, our clothing, our homes and our general lifestyle, the standards of it, we should bring it lower.
وہ آئے گی تو عبادت آسان ہو جائے گی.
And once we lower our standards of living, it will become very very easy for us to make
طرز معاشرت نیچے ہوگی تو پھر سارے اعمال آسان ہیں.
If our standards of living is down, then all the amal become very very easy for us.
اور فتنوں سے بچنا آسان ہو جائے گا.
It become easy for us to protect ourselves from the different fitnas.
دنیا کا کوئی فتنہ ہمیں متاثر نہیں کر سکے گا.
We will not get affected by any fitna of the world.
دنیا کی کوئی طاقت ہمیں خرید نہیں سکے گی.
No power on the face of this earth will be able to blow us.
حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام والی مبارک زندگی کا وہی اثر ہے.
This is the original way and the lifestyle of the mubarak lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Huzur Ali sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne apni pyari beti lakhte jigar Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu ta'ala anha jo aapki tamam aulad mein aapko sabse zyada mehboob hain unki jo sada zindagi hai wo hamare liye hamari betiyon ke liye namuna hai.
The beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a piece of his heart, Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu anha, what type of lifestyle she led, it is in front of us. She is a perfect example for our daughters also and for our mothers and sisters also.
Duniya ke sabse bade baap ki beti hain.
And who she was a daughter of the greatest man on the face of this earth.
Aap se bade aur koi baap nahi ho sakta hai.
There can be no greater personality or father greater than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the face of this earth.
Duniya ke sabse bade do beton ki maa hain jo jannat ki auraton ki sardar hain, lekin unki tarz e muasharat jo hai zindagi jo hai wo saada hai.
She is a queen of the ladies of Jannat, and she is a mother of the two greatest youth who will be the leaders of the youth of Jannat, Hazrat Hasan and Husain radiallahu anhuma. She is their mother.
Hum mein se kisi ki maa itni qeemti nahi ho sakti hain.
None of our mothers can become more valuable than her also.
Unki zindagi hamare liye, hamari auraton ke liye, hamari betiyon ke liye namuna hai.
Her lifestyle is an example for our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, etc.
ہماری تعلیم کا یہ مقصد ہے.
And this is the object of the تعلیم.
ہاں ہم دھیرے دھیرے نیچے آویں.
slowly, slowly should lower our standards.
نیچے آئیں گے تو حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی زندگی سے ہماری زندگی میل کھا جائے گی.
And once we start lowering our standards, inshallah, thumma inshallah, our lifestyle will start coming to match the lifestyle of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اور اللہ کے بعد وہی زندگی مقبول ہے.
And that is the type of lifestyle that is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اس کے علاوہ سارے طریقے مردود ہیں.
Besides that, other than that, every other way, every other lifestyle is rejected in the court of Allah.
Deen sirf namaz ka naam nahi hai.
Deen is not only namaz.
Sirf roza aur tilawat ka naam nahi hai.
And fasting and making tilawat of the Quran.
Ek aqaid aur ibadat se uski ibtida hai.
That from imaniyat and ibadat, our aqaid aur beliefs, that's only the beginning of it.
Aur deen ki baqa jo hai, uski baqa wo muamalat aur muasharat par hai.
And the other part of, the very important part of deen is the muamalat. Our dealings and our معاشرت, our social conduct, our social living with one another.
سب سے پہلی جو چیز نکلتی ہے وہ معاشرت نکلتی ہے.
The first thing that's coming out from our lives is our social life, social conduct.
جو دنیا میں جتنی قوموں نے اپنا دین چھوڑا ہے سب سے پہلے ان کی طرز معاشرت بدل گئی.
But we see in the entire world, in the world history, we see that those that left their deen, first and foremost, their social lifestyle changed.
ان کا لباس بدل گیا.
The clothing changed.
ان کے شادی بیاہ کے طور و طریق بدل گئے.
The mannerisms of the weddings and the nikahs changed.
حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی طرز معاشرت میں سادگی ہے اور حیا ہے.
In the way and the lifestyle of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is simplicity and حیا, modesty.
اور آپ کے دشمنوں کی طرز معاشرت میں بے حیائی ہے اور اسراف ہیں, خواہشات پرستی ہیں.
And in the way of the enemies of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is immodesty and wastage, extravagance.
ہم کوشش اس کی کریں کہ اس تعلیم کے راستے سے اپنے گھروں میں ہمیں حضور علیہ السلام اور صحابہ والی طرز معاشرت کو زندہ کرنا ہے.
The object of this تعلیم is how we can bring alive the way and the lifestyle of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and صحابہ اکرام.
محبت کے ساتھ کرنا ہے.
You have to do it with love and affection.
ہاں, ان کو سمجھانا ہے.
You have to explain nicely.
ان کا ذہن بنانا ہے.
You have to make up the minds nicely.
جب تعلیم پابندی سے ہوگی تو دھیرے 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 اپنے آپ ان کا ذہن بنے گا.
When the تعلیم will take place with punctuality, properly, then inshallah, slowly, slowly, the mind also will be made up.
عورتوں میں عمل کی بڑی قوت ہوتی ہے.
In the ladies, there's great power of doing amal.
اور کسی بھی چیز پر جمنے کا بڑا ملکہ ہوتا ہے.
And they have got that firm determination to do something.
اسلام میں جیسے مردوں نے قربانیاں دی ہیں, ایسے عورتوں کی بڑی قربانیاں ہیں.
Like how the men sacrificed for the deen of Allah, similarly, the women folk also sacrificed for the deen of Allah.
تو ہم ان کی ان صلاحیتوں کو نظر انداز نہ کریں.
So we should not overlook their capabilities and abilities.
ان کو ہم رخ دیں.
We should give them a direction in life.
ہاں, ان کو ہم اپنی فکروں میں شریک کریں.
We should make them a partners in our fikr.
ہاں, اس محنت میں بھی جو ابتدائی دور میں لوگ چلے ہیں تو ان ساتھیوں کے پیچھے ان کے گھر والوں کا بڑا رول رہا ہے.
Even in our day and age, all those that sacrificed for the deen of Allah, behind them was the support of their masturat, the women folk.
عورتوں نے فاقے کیے ہیں.
The women folk went through hunger.
اپنے زیور بیچ کر اپنے مردوں کا تعاون کیا ہے.
Many of them, they sold their jewelries and helped the men to go out in the path of Allah.
اپنی جمع پونجی ان کو دے کر ان کو اللہ کے راستے میں سفر کروائے ہیں.
They gave whatever they had and made the men go out in the path of Allah.
ہاں, اس لیے ہم اپنے گھر کی تعلیم میں ہمارا کوئی ہدف ہو.
So in our home تعلیم also, there must be some objective behind it.
ایک آدمی اپنے بچے کو ڈاکٹر بنانے کا ارادہ رکھتا ہے. وہ بچہ جب 4-5 سال کا ہوتا ہے وہاں سے اس پر محنت شروع کرتا ہے. وہ بچہ 22 سال کا ہو کر ڈاکٹر بن کے نکلتا ہے, وہاں تک اس کا باپ اس کے پیچھے بے چین ہوتا ہے.
If a father wants his child to become a doctor, from the time he's 4-5 years old, that effort behind it starts and continues and continues, continues till after so many years that when finally that child graduates as a doctor, that father is not at ease. He is always worried about it.
اور اس کے پیچھے اپنا سارا سرمایہ لگا دیتا ہے.
And he puts his entire capital behind that child of his.
ایک امید پر کہ ڈاکٹر بن جائے گا تو ایک ذریعہ معاش ہے, بڑا ذریعہ معاش ہے یہ.
With this in mind, that when he will become a doctor, he will become the means of some money coming into the house.
ہم اپنے بیوی بچوں کو دیندار بنانے پر اپنا لگا دے سب کچھ.
So like that, we, if we want our wives and our children, our families to become on deen, we have to make some effort behind it.
ये सबसे बड़ा हमारा सरमाया होगा.
This is our biggest capital.
इनके पीछे लगाना जाया नहीं होगा.
And whatever you spend on it, nothing will go to waste.
हाँ, ये नेक औलाद जो है हमारे लिए ज़खीरा आखिरत बनेगी.
And these pious children will become the means of our provisions in the आखिरत.
दुनिया में ये औलाद आंखों की ठंडक बनेगी.
And in this world, the children will become the coolness of our eyes.
हाँ, और ये औलाद जो है जिंदगी में राहत का जरिया बनेगी.
And these children will become a means of comfort to us in this world.
इसलिए एक अज़्म और इरादे के साथ हम तालीम करें.
So with this determination should do the ta'lim.
تعلیم میں گاہے گاہے چھ صفات کا مذاکرہ کریں.
And in the ta'lim we should make the مذاکرہ of the six qualities also.
گھر میں بھی دعوت کی فضا بناویں.
In the house the environment of da'wah should be alive.
بچوں کو بچیوں کو داعی بناویں.
Our sons, our daughters, our children, each one of them should become da'is towards Allah.
وہ داعی بنیں گے بہت سارے فتنوں سے بچ جائیں گے.
And when if they will become da'is, they themselves will be protected from many fitnas.
دوسروں کے حق میں وہ خیر و ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنیں گے.
And they will become the means of hidayat and guidance for others.
حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے اپنے چھوٹے بڑے مرد عورتیں سب کی تربیت کی ہیں. آپ کی زندگی میں سب کے لیے نمونے موجود ہیں.
رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم made the تربیت of the young, the old, the everyone, and the example of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is before us.
حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی خدمت میں حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہ کو تقریباً 9 سال رہنے کا موقع ملا ہے.
حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہ, she had the privilege of staying in the company of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم for about 9 years.
نو عمری میں آپ کے ساتھ رہی ہیں.
And in a very very young age she stayed with Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اور مدینہ کا حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا وہ دور بہت مصروفیت کا گزرا ہے.
And that time of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in Madinah Munawwara was a very very busy time for Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اسی زمانے میں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اس مدینہ کے 9.5 سال میں تقریباً 27 سفر ہوئے ہیں.
In the time of about 9.5 years, about 27 expeditions of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم took place.
نئے لوگ اسلام میں داخل ہوئے تو قافلے آتے تھے.
And many people were entering to the fold of Islam. And large groups of people were coming to Madinah Munawwara to learn Islam.
مہمان رہتے تھے.
The guests used to stay there.
بہت سارے مسائل پیش آئے.
And many مسائل and rules and regulations came about.
ان ساری چیزوں کے باوجود حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہ بڑی عالمہ فاضلہ ہیں.
And in spite of all this, حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہ is one of the very learned people of the deen of Islam.
انہوں نے کہاں سے علم حاصل کیا؟
From where did she learn and acquire this knowledge?
ان کے پاس تو وحی نہیں آتی تھی.
وحی, revelation did not come to her.
حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے باوجود ان ساری مصروفیتوں کے اپنے گھر میں دین دیا.
In spite of his extremely busy schedule, Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم still the تعلیم in the house and she acquired directly from Rasulullah.
اور حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہ بڑی عالمہ فاضلہ ہو گئی.
And حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہ became an expert in the knowledge of deen.
جن لوگوں سے زیادہ روایتیں مروی ہیں ان میں حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہ کا بھی نام ہے.
From among those that narrated a lot of hadith, amongst the list is the name of Hazrat Aisha رضی اللہ عنہ.
ایسے اور دیگر ازواج مطہرات کے حالات کو پڑھتے ہیں تو ان میں جو خوبیاں پیدا ہوئی, ان میں جو صفات آئے ہیں, وہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی صحبت و خدمت میں آئے ہیں.
Like that, if you read and study the lives of the other ازواج مطہرات, our mothers, we will see that what qualities they had, they learned it from Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اور ان سب سے آپ کے نکاح مدینہ میں ہوئے ہیں.
And with all of them, the nikah took place in Madinah Munawwara.
تو اتنے سارے تقاضوں کے بعد آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اپنے گھر والوں کو کتنا دیا ہے؟
So in spite of such an extremely busy schedule, so much Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم gave his family and his household members.
اور کتنی بہترین آپ نے تربیت کی ہے.
And in such a beautiful manner he made the تربیت and the upbringing.
ہمارے لیے اسوہ ہے.
It is an example for us.
آپ کے گھر میں آنے والی بیویوں میں حضرت ام حبیبہ ابو سفیان کی بیٹی تھی, ان کے گھر میں اسلام نہیں تھا. صفیہ بنت حویی جو ہیں وہ یہودی کی بیٹی تھی, ان کے گھر میں اسلام نہیں تھا, لیکن آپ کے وہاں آ کر ان کو وہاں اسلام و ایمان بھی ملا ہے, اور وہاں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی صحبت و خدمت میں ان کو علم بھی ملا, دین بھی ملا ہے.
ام حبیبہ رضی اللہ عنہ و مذہ, she was daughter of ابو سفیان. There was no Islam in her house. حضرت صفیہ رضی اللہ عنہ, she was a daughter of a Jew. There was no Islam in her house. After they came into the house of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, their تعلیم and تربیت took place.
ہمارے گھر میں آنے والی بیٹیاں یا ہمارے گھر سے جانے والی بیٹیاں پیدائشی مسلمان ہیں.
The girls that are coming to our house and those that are going out from our house and getting married, they are born Muslims.
ماں باپ کی گود میں ان کو اسلام مل چکا ہے.
They already got Islam in the laps of the parents.
اور اللہ کا فضل ہے کہ ان علاقوں میں مکاتب ہیں, بچپن سے ان کو قرآن کی ابتدائی تعلیم مل چکی ہے.
And most of them they attended maktab when they were small and they learned Quran etc. from a small age.
پھر وہ کون سی چیز کی کمی ہے, کون سی چیز کی کمی ہے کہ طرز معاشرت میں ابھی حضور اور صحابہ والی زندگی ہمارے پاس نہیں ہے.
So what is the deficiency, what is the reason that the type of lifestyle of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صحابہ اکرام is not present in our homes.
بس وہی چیز ہے کہ شیطان نے ہم کو یہ سجھا دیا, یہ تو 21ویں صدی ہے اور ہم تو فلاں جگہ رہتے ہیں, ہم فلاں جگہ رہتے ہیں, یہاں تو ہم کیسے کر سکتے ہیں, اور ہم کو ایک احساس کمتری میں مبتلا کر دیا.
The thing is that Shaitan put this into our minds and our hearts. Now this is the 21st century. We are living in this country or that country. We are living amongst the non-Muslims. And we cannot do it like that. And so we will carry on our lifestyle like this.
جن چیزوں کو ہم نے طبیعت پر لیا, اللہ نے ان چیزوں کو آسان کر دیا.
Those things that we took to heart, Allah Pak made that easy for us.
کہ انہی جگہوں پر اس طرح اسلامی شناخت کے ساتھ کرتا پائجامہ داڑھی ٹوپی اور امامے کے ساتھ رہنے کو ہم نے سلیکٹ کیا تو اللہ نے وہ آسان کر دیا.
So when we made the determination that we will dress according to sunnah, Allah made it easy for us. There was no inferiority complex. It became easy for us.
50 saal pehle koi yahan tasavvur kar sakta tha?
50 years ago, could even anyone had ever imagined that this type of thing should have happened?
Koi kar sakta tha tasavvur iska? Ki is tarah kurta, pajama, daadi, topi mein south ke in ilaqon mein log rahenge, basenge.
Will you ever think that 50 years ago that the people with beards and kurtas and turbans etc. will be living like this in South Africa?
بلکہ ہم نے تو سنا جو وہاں سے آتا تھا ہفتہ 10 دن میں اس کی ٹوپی اتر جاتی تھی, اس کی داڑھی نکل جاتی تھی.
But as we listened from our old people that if a person came into this country 1 week 10 days the topi is gone, the kurta is gone, the beard is gone also. That was the environment at that time.
لیکن آپ حضرات نے اس کو طے کیا کہ نہیں, حضور والے لباس کو ہمیں لینا ہے, حضور کی سنت کو سر پہ رکھنا ہے, آپ کی سنت کو ہمیں چہرے پر لانا ہے, تو اللہ نے اس کو آسان کر دیا.
When we took it to heart that you adopt the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the clothing of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the beard, the tobi etc., Allah made it easy for us.
اور اس طرح مکاتب اور مدارس اور دنیا بھر کے ملکوں سے آ کر طلبہ پڑھ رہے ہیں. 50 سال پہلے کوئی سوچ نہیں سکتا تھا یہاں سے پڑھنے کے لیے کہیں اور جانا پڑتا تھا.
Like just like that our madrasas, our maktabs, our masjids, all those things 50 years ago we could not even imagine such things that this is going to happen. But alhamdulillah now from different parts of the world people are coming into our country to learn deen. At that time from here people should go overseas to learn, but now it's the other way around.
بعض اللہ کے بندوں نے اس کو ٹھان لیا کہ ہمیں یہ کرنا ہے.
But when all this came alive and some servants of Allah took it to heart, now we have to do this.
ابتدا میں ان پر حالات آئے, انہوں نے قربانیاں دی, لیکن ان کی قربانیوں پر اللہ پاک نے اس کو چلا دیا.
In the beginning it was not easy at all, lot of difficulties they went through, they had to go through sacrifices etc., but thereafter Allah پاک opened up for them.
اگر اس وقت ہم ٹھانتے ہیں کہ ہمیں حضور والے پورے دین کو اپنے گھروں میں اپنی زندگیوں میں داخل کرنا ہے, تو اس لائن کے تھوڑے بہت حالات رہیں گے, پہلے جتنے نہیں ہوں گے. اس وقت تھوڑے بہت حالات, وہ زیادہ تر تو ہمارے نفس کی طرف سے ہوں گے, اور اگر باہر سے بھی کوئی حالات ہیں وہ حالات چند دنوں کے لیے ہوں گے, لیکن میں اور آپ اور ہمارے گھرانے نمونہ بن جائیں گے آئندہ آنے والی نسلوں کے لیے.
So just like that also, if we make the determination in our hearts that in our houses also we will bring alive the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the lifestyle of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم inside our houses also with our families. In the beginning there will be some حالات, some conditions, but most of that conditions will be from our own nafs. We will have to fight our own nafs and we will have to go through it. And if any halat or conditions come from outside, it will be just for a very, very limited period of time. But thereafter it will become easy. And Allah will bring alive that type of environment that was prevalent in Madinah Munawwara.
اس لئے طے کریں انشاءاللہ کہ ہم اپنی ذات کو حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا نمونہ بنائیں گے اور اپنے گھروں کو حضور علیہ السلام اور صحابہ کے گھروں کا نمونہ بنائیں گے.
So let us have this firm intention in our hearts that our life, our houses, etc. will make it like the examples of the house of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
ہم نیت اور محنت کے مکلف ہیں.
We are only we make the niyat and the effort behind it. Allah Pak has put that upon us.
ہاں اس کو کرے گا اللہ.
But who will make the changes happen? Allah will make it happen.
لیکن ہم اس احساس سے باہر آ جائیں کہ نہیں ہو سکتا.
But if from the beginning we have this that is not going to happen, no. We must come out from this. This cannot happen. Definitely it can happen.
اگر ہم اپنی نیت میں سچے ہیں اور ہماری محنت کا طریقہ صحیح ہے تو اللہ نتیجہ لائے گا.
If you are true and sincere in your intention and our effort is correct, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it happen.
اسلام قیامت تک لیے لیے ہیں.
Islam is here to stay till the day of Qiyamah.
20ویں صدی تک نہیں تھا وہ, قیامت تک کے لیے ہے.
It's not only till the 20th century, it's till Qiyamah.
اللہ اس کو پھر زندہ کرے گا.
Allah will bring it alive.
اور ذریعہ ہمیں بنا دے گا.
And Allah will make us a means for it.
اس لیے ہم نیتیں کریں, عزائم کریں اور اپنے گھر والوں کو یہ نیت دیں, ان سے عزائم کراویں.
So therefore we make this niyat and this azam, this determination in our hearts, and we encourage our family members also towards this.
اپنے بچوں پر ہم صرف نمازی بنانے کی محنت نہ کریں, یا صرف ان کو حافظ بنانے کی نیت نہ کریں, یا صرف ان کو یعنی رسمی علوم پڑھانے کی نیت نہ کریں, بلکہ ہم یہ نیت کرے طے کریں کہ سچے پکے مسلمان بنیں, حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اور صحابہ کا نمونہ بنیں. اس میں اس نیت سے اگر ہم محنت شروع کریں گے, وہ نمازی بھی بنیں گے, حافظ بھی بنیں گے, علوم بھی حاصل کریں گے, اور صحابہ والی مبارک زندگی کو لے کر دنیا میں جائیں گے.
The effort on our children should not only be that they must become faqih and namazis, or they must become hafiz al-Quran, or they must get whatever worldly knowledge they have to get. No, with all that, our niyat should be how that they become practical Muslims, 100% the examples of Rasulullah sallam, that full deen, total deen, come alive into their lives, and they must become the means of passing this deen to others also. According to our niyat, Allah will make it happen.
Allah ka fazl hai ki Allah ne aapke mulk ko duniya ke bahut sare mulkon ke liye zariya banaya hai.
It's a great bounty and mercy of Allah Pak upon us that Allah Pak has made our country the means for many many other countries in the world.
Yahan se jo cheez chalegi wo sab jin mulkon tak rasai hain, jahan makatib, madaris aur jamaaton ke zariye se is mulk ke zariye se mehnatein ho rahi hain, un sab jagahon par Allah Pak is khair ko zinda kar dega.
Alhamdulillah, in whatever amal will take place here, the madrasas, the maktabs, the effort of deen, all that, and bring it alive here and make effort in the different parts of the world, Allah will make our country a means for bringing it alive in different parts of the world.
Ha, aur badi salahiyatein hain yahan par.
And Allah Pak has kept great capabilities in the local people.
Aslan is zameen ke mizaj mein qurbani hai.
That originally the mizaj and the nation temperament of this land is qurbani.
Pure Africa mein.
The entire Africa.
Sadgi hai.
Simplicity.
Jafa kashi hai.
To sacrifice for the deen of Allah.
Jo is zameen ke mizaj mein hai.
This is the mizaj and temperament of this continent.
Sadiyon se yahan ke logon mein jafakashi aur sadgi hai.
For centuries the temperament of the people of this continent is simplicity and to sacrifice.
Aaj bhi wo sifatein hain.
Today also those qualities are present.
Agar usko ujagar kiya jaye, usko nikala jaye,
we just have to work on it and bring it to the fore.
Zameen mein pani hai, jab tak motor laga ke nikal rahe the wo pani aa raha tha, lekin motor lag band kar di hai ya motor ka wo kam kar diya hai to ab kam aa raha hai.
There is water inside deep down the earth. As long as that pump is working, that motor is on, water will keep on coming. But if we put it off, then the water will stop coming. Or we put it a little bit low, then a little less water will come.
Ha, abhi bhi wo salahiyatein hain.
So that salahiyat, that goodness is there. We have to work upon it and bring it to the fore.
Isliye taleem ke sunne sunane ke zariye se hikayat-e sahaba ko padhkar, sunkar, sunakar ek mahol taiyar karna hai.
So the object of reading and listening to the stories of sahaba ikram radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in is to bring about an environment.
Aur sahaba wali qurbani par khud bhi uthna hai aur apne majme ko bhi us par uthana hai.
We ourselves keeping the qurbani and sacrifice of sahaba ikram in front, we increase our efforts, and the others also, they also must also increase.
Unke wali qurbani par uthne ke liye sabse pehle unke wali niyat karni hogi.
So first and foremost you have to make a niyat like how they made a niyat.
Isliye sabse guzarish hai ke niyat kare inshaallah ke hum bhi sahaba ki tarah deen ko achhi tarah samjhenge aur puri quwwat aur puri qurbani ke sath isko lekar uthenge.
So all of us, we make niyat deep down in our hearts how sahaba ikram radhiyallahu anhum understood deen. We must also understand deen and how they stood up for the deen of Allah. We must also stand up for the deen of Allah.
Phir in cheezon ko hame dusron mein muntaqil karne ke liye hafte mein ek din gasht hai.
Then how we can pass it on to others? It's one day in the week we do our gasht.
Gasht ke din puri masjid aur jamaat subah se fikrmand rahe.
On the day of the gasht, the entire masjid aur jamaat should be worried about it from the morning.
Haan, pure saathiyon ko mutafakkir kare.
That all the saathis, that worry and concern should be given to them.
Apni mulaqaton mein iski jam kar daawat dein.
That we should give daawat to us in our mulaqats also.
Apne kaamkaaj karobar par zarur jaave us din, lekin apni soch aur fikr mein aaj ka gasht jo hai wo ghalib rahe.
Although we will be going to our jobs, our work, etc., but our mind, our heart and mind is in our gasht, our gasht day.
Haan, aur gasht jis namaz mein hai us namaz se pehle hum wapas aa jaave.
And which after whichever namaz that gasht will take place, then before time you should be there present in the masjid.
Do namazon ke beech ka pura waqt farigh karke gasht karein.
That gasht should be done between two namazes, nothing else between that time.
Ye gasht bhi 5 7 10 aadmiyon ka kaam nahi hai, wo mohalle ke tamam musalmanon ka kaam hai.
This gasht is not just the work of four or five people, though it is the work of all the Muslims of the locality.
सबको याद दिहानी करें.
So should remind everyone.
अपने घर में जवान औलाद हैं तो उनको साथ लेकर जावें.
The youngsters in our house also, we should take them also for this discussion.
उनको छोड़ना देवें.
We should not leave them.
चाहे वो स्कूल पढ़ रहे हैं, उनके पास अगर उस वक्त फुर्सत है तो उनको ले आवें.
That even if just in school or whatever, that little bit time, you try to bring them.
कारोबार कामकाज पर हैं तो उनको फोन करें कि बेटा आज गश्त का दिन है जल्दी आ जाओ.
So and if he's at job too, phone him, try to come. The son come quickly today, to our gush day.
हाँ, खानदानी प्रोग्राम होते हैं या दीगर कम्युनिटी के प्रोग्राम होते हैं तो उसमें लोग बुलाते एक दूसरों को, भाई आ जाओ जल्दी आ जाओ तुम, क्योंकि मैं जॉब पर. अरे भाई आज तो खाना खाना है, आज तो वलीमा है, आज तो दावत है और तुम अभी तक वहाँ हो, उसको बुलाते हैं.
Like how we have other family gatherings or community gatherings etc. How we call them quickly and we tell them, you know, today to this the nikah we have to attend or the walima is there or this program, come away quickly, you still not back. That our gush also, call them quickly, today is our gush day, be part and parcel of the gush.
Do namazon ke beech ka pura waqt farigh karein.
So the time between two namazes, that complete time should be given.
Basti ke baasar aadmi ke zariye se elan karavein.
And the person who has got some standing in community should make the elan.
Aur phir namaz ke baad sare saathi baith jaye.
And after namaz, all the saathi should sit down.
Gush ki ahmiyat, zarurat aur fazilat us waqt batave.
The importance of gush, the need for gush and the virtues of gush should be explained.
Gush ke fayde batakar taiyar kare.
The benefits of gush should be explained and everyone should be made ready to take part in the gush.
Aur phir umumi gushton ke liye jamaatein banave.
And then jamaat should be made for the umumi gush.
Koshish karak har hafte puri basti ka gush ho jave.
Effort should be made that every week the entire locality gush should be made in the entire locality.
सुबह से हम मेहनत करेंगे तो उतने आदमी आ जाएंगे कि इतनी चार पांच जमातें बन जावे ताकि पूरी बस्ती का गश्त हो जावे.
From the morning we make an effort, so inshallah by the night Allah will give us so many saathis, so the gush of the entire locality will take place.
और अगली नमाज के बाद जो है पूरी यकसुई के साथ हम खुद हाजिर रहें, आने वाले तमाम नमाजियों को साथ लेकर बैठें.
And after the next namaz, we ourselves should remain present. And encourage others also to remain present for the talk.
छह सिफात के दायरे में रहकर ईमान, यकीन, आमाल, अखलाक, आखिरत की बातें करें.
So within the six points, the six qualities of Sahaba Ikram, the talk should take place.
और फजाइल बतावें.
And virtues should be given.
हाँ, सीधे साधे अंदाज में हमारा जो मुजाकरा है वो मुजाकरा करेंगे.
And in a simple way, we will explain this effort.
हाँ, हमारी मजलिसों में भी, अमूमी मुजाकरों में भी खिलाफी इख्तिलाफी बातें, अकायद और मसाइल की बातें, सियासी बातें, हालात हाजरा, किसी पर तनकीद, किसी भी जमात की तनकीद, तहरी उनके ऊपर कोई रद्द हम नहीं करेंगे.
We will not speak of current affairs, politics and all the fitnas that are happening around us or against certain people or this, no. Our talk should be based on the six qualities of Sahaba Ikram.
In tamam cheezon se hum apne muzakaron ko paak rakhein.
We must totally keep ourselves free from all these type of topics.
Ha, iman, amal, akhlaq, ikhlas, akhirat, jannat, jahannam, isko kholein.
We should speak on iman, on amal, ikhlas, sincerity, akhlaq or character, jannat, jahannam, the life hereafter. We should speak on these things.
Aur phir majme ko taiyar karein.
And then encouragement should be given to the gathering.
चार चार महीने की चिल्ले की कम से कम तीन दिन की हर गश्त से नकद जमात बनावे.
4 months, 40 days, and minimum 3 days should make an effort that how from every gush a nakad jamaat comes out.
अगर मजेदार जमात की नीयत होगी तो इंशाल्लाह गश्तों से जमातें निकलेगी.
इंशाल्लाह इफ द नीयत इज देयर फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग, then Allah will make it easy for the jamaat to come out.
इसी तरह हफ्ते में एक दिन पूर्व जवार की जो बस्तियां हैं हमारे 2, 5, 10, 20, 25 किलोमीटर पर, ये ऐसी मस्जिदें हैं, जैसे कारगुजारी में भी पॉइंट आया था कि बहुत सी मस्जिदें हल्के में हैं, 35 मस्जिदें हैं, 12-15 मस्जिदों में काम है, बाकी मस्जिदों में काम नहीं है. तो ऐसी मस्जिदों में मजबूत मस्जिदों को दूसरा गश्त दें, 2 महीने के लिए, 1.5-2 महीने के लिए.
So like that, you see, around our localities, there will be many other localities, there will be certain localities where there are masjids but the effort is not taking place, or there is no masjids etc. So like that we see jamaat should be made to go to these localities for 2 months, 2.5 months, where the outgush should take place.
Ha, is mehnat ke zariye se jo ghair abad masjid hai abad ho jayegi.
So by the means of this outgush, those masajid which are not abad, not alive with amal, inshallah they will become also alive with amal.
Jin mohallon mein masjid nahi hai wahan masjid ban jayegi.
In those localities where there is no masjid, Allah will make the day come and masjids come alive in those areas.
हाँ, मस्जिद का, मस्जिद की बड़ी अहमियत है.
There's a great importance to the masjid.
मस्जिदों को वो लोग आबाद करते हैं जो अल्लाह पर, यौम आखिरत पर ईमान रखते हैं.
Now, who are those that frequent the masjids and the house of Allah? those that bring iman in Allah and the day of qiyamah.
یہ ہماری محنت کی بنیاد ہے کہ 100% امت کا تعلق مسجد سے جڑیں.
And this is the basis of our work. How can 100% of the ummah, they can become linked to the masjid?
حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام مدینہ منورہ پہنچے, آپ نے اپنا گھر نہیں بنایا, پہلے اللہ کا گھر بنایا.
When Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم made hijrah to Madina Munawwara, he did not make his own house first. First he built the house of Allah.
اور مدینہ جانے سے پہلے قبا میں چند دن ٹھہرے تھے, زیادہ لمبا قیام نہیں تھا قبا میں, چند دن ٹھہرے تھے, لیکن قبا میں مسجد بنا دی آپ نے.
From Makkah Mukarramah, when he left for Madina Munawwara, en route he stopped at Quba for a few days. In that few days also, a masjid was built at Quba.
Masjid ki badi ahmiyat hai.
The great importance of the masjid in Islam.
Tamam musalmanon ki judne ki jagah hai.
It is the gathering place of all the Muslims.
Aur namaz ba jamaat masjid mein hoti hai.
And jamaat, namaz ul jamaat takes place in the masjid.
Haan, pehli hamari bunyadi koshish yahi hai ki 100% ummat masjid se judkar 5 waqt ki namaz masjid mein ba jamaat ada kare.
Our effort should be, how can 100% of the ummah gather in a masjid for the 5 times namaz ud jamaat?
Isliye jahan masjid nahi hai, 25-50 musalmanon ke makan hai, wahan koi jagah tay karwa dein.
And in those localities where there's no masjid, so it should seat 20-25 Muslim homes, get them together and fix one house for namaz ud jamaat.
Kyunki masjid banne ke intezar mein rahenge, saal do saal nikal jayenge, wahan tak unki namaz ka kya hoga?
So by the time you wait for a masjid to come in that locality, in that period of time, it may take 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, whatever, what will happen of the namaz ul jamaat?
Koi bhi ek jagah mutayyan karwa de, koi hall aisa hai ya koi hall nahi hai, kisi ka koi ground aisa choti jagah hai wahan par, ya aur koi jagah hai, kisi ka makan hai wahan unka koi bada kamra hai, to koi bhi jagah unki tay karwa kar wahan azan aur namaz ba jamaat shuru karwa de.
So where there's no masjid, to look for some place for a hall or a, some ground or someone's house or some empty room or some garage, wherever it is, where namaz ud jamaat should be established, should adhan 5 times a day.
Kisi ek namaz ke baad fazail ki taalim shuru karwa de.
And after one namaz in the day, we should start off with the taalim of fazail.
Hafte mein koi ek din tay karke unka gasht tay karwa le.
And we should fix a day for them, and they must start off the ingash on that day.
Wahan jo musalmanon ke bacche hain, ان مسلمانوں کو اس پر آمادہ کریں کہ اپنے بچوں کی تعلیم و تربیت کی وہ فکر کریں, ان کے قرآن کی, ان کے والدین کو فکر مند کریں کہ اپنے بچوں کی تعلیم و تربیت کا نظام کریں.
And the children of the locality, we should make the big people, the parents of the children, fikr mand, give them that worry and concern that they must do something of the تعلیم and the learning and the maktab for the children.
وہاں عورتیں ہیں تو وقتاً فوقتاً آپس کے مشورے سے ان عورتوں کو کسی جگہ جمع کر کے کسی مکان میں ان کے سامنے موٹی موٹی ایمان اعمال کی, گھر میں نماز قائم کرنے کی بات کریں. وہاں تعلیم کا حلقہ تو ہے نہیں, ابھی حلقہ شروع ہوتے ہوتے سال دو سال لگ جائیں گے, اور وہ عورتوں پر بھی تو دین پر چلنا ضروری ہے.
And from time to time, if the ladies of that locality should be gathered in some house, and some tarbiyah should be given of iman, amal, namaz, etc. Because by the time taalim is established in the house, may take 1 year, 2 years, etc. In the meantime, what will happen to the ladies of the locality?
Yes, sari cheez hai matloob hai dusre gash ke zariye se.
And all these are the objective of the second gash.
Isliye gash ke liye to hafte mein ek din jayenge wahan.
For gush, you will only go one day in the week for the, to that
Lekin
area.
Lekin do saathi apni masjid ke tay karein jo rozana 2.5 ghanta wahan lagaein.
But two saathis in from the masjid should go daily for, and spend the 2.5 hours in that locality.
Aur un do saathiyon ko taqaza dein ki aap 27 din wahan mehnat karke wahan se 8-10 aadmi 3 din ke taiyar karo aur aap do wo 8 aap 10 ki milakar jamaat banao.
And the two saathis should be given this fikr that for 27 days make effort in the locality and try to take out a jamaat of 3 days to come out in ibadat of Allah from that locality.
2 mahine mein agar 2 jamaatein wahan se is tarah usool ho gayi to wahan ki masjidwar jamaat ban jayegi.
So in 2 months, if you got 2 such jamaats that came out for 3 days, now the masjidwar jamaat for that locality has started.
Ye pura kaam amali taur par us masjidwar jamaat ko samjha kar unko kaam pe laga dein aur hum koi nayi jagah talash kare ke jahan hum kaam kare.
Then this entire effort should be practically shown to that masjidwar jamaat. And thereafter we go and start the outgash in another locality.
Isi tarah ek hamara jo kaam hai wo har mahine pabandi se 3 din lagana hai.
Another thing that we have to do is every month 3 days with punctuality.
Aur subah jaisa Haji Rahmatullah Ali ka malfooz suna ke bhai 3 din nahi 72 ghante lagane hain.
So 3 days is 72 hours.
72 ghante
72 hours.
Haan, usi ki buniyad dale.
You should put the basis and the foundation for 72 hours.
Haan, jo log 4 mahine ja sakte hain, jo chilla laga sakte hain, wo 3 din nahi laga sakte.
You can spend 4 months, 40 days, then and spend 3 days.
اس کام کے بنیاد میں قربانی ہے.
The basis of this effort is قربانی, sacrifice.
اگر قربانی کے بغیر ہے تو پھیکا پھیکا ہوگا یہ.
If it's done without sacrifice, then it will just be there won't be any taste in the effort.
جیسے ہر سالن میں نمک ہوتا ہے.
Like how in every curry there's salt.
اس کے سارے مسالے ڈال دیے ہیں, سب کچھ ڈالا ہے, لیکن نمک نہیں ڈالا تو
if you put all the masalas and everything in the curry, but you do not put salt,
وہ سالن پھیکا پھیکا ہوگا.
So there will be no, you will not get the taste of that curry.
ہاں, وہ کھانے کے قابل نہیں رہے گا.
You will not feel like eating it.
ایسے ہمارے ہر عمل کے پیچھے, مشورے کے پیچھے, گشتوں کے پیچھے, تعلیم کے پیچھے, 3 دن کے پیچھے ہماری جان, مال اور جذبات کی قربانی ہے.
Like that, behind every amal of ours, behind our تعلیم, our مشورہ, our ingash, our outgash, our 3 days, the qurbani of jaan, maal and waqt, our health, wealth and time, the qurbani and sacrifice behind it.
Yahi qurbani hamari tarakki ka zariya banegi.
And this qurbani, this sacrifice, will be the means of our progress.
Yahi qurbani hidayat ka zariya banegi.
And this qurbani will become the means of hidayat spreading.
Isliye pure 3 din lagaven.
So we try to spend our full 3 days.
Jis din jamaat jana hai, us din fajar mein sare saathi saman lekar aa jaave.
On which day we have to come out, all the saathis, at the time of fajr, should come with those saman.
اگر جمعہ کو جانی ہے تو جمعہ کے دن فجر میں پوری جماعت سامان لے کر آ جائیں.
If you're coming out on a Friday, on the day of Jumu'ah, then from the time of Fajr, you should come to the masjid with those saman.
اپنی تشکیل میں وہی بات چلاویں.
And we should, in our tashkil, this is what we should be speaking about.
کسی ایک آدمی سے بھی آپ نے رخصت والی بات کی تو سب رخصت پر چلے جائیں گے.
If we come onto some leniency and relaxation, then everyone start relaxing.
کہ کوئی آدمی کہہ رہا ہے جمعہ کو مجھے جاب پر جانا ہے, میں سیٹرڈے کو آ جاؤں گا, آپ نے اس کو کہا ٹھیک ہے, تو وہ ایک کو دیکھ کر دوسرا, تیسرا, چوتھا, پانچواں, سبھی اس رخ پر جائیں گے. اور اگر آپ نے پہلے والے کو سمجھایا کہ نہیں بھائی, 27 دن تو آپ جاب کرتے ہی کرتے ہیں, آج کا ایک دن اللہ کے لیے قربانی دے دو, آپ چھٹی کا نظام کر لو, ترتیب بنا لو, اللہ آپ کے لیے آسان کر دے گا, اس کو اس قربانی کی بنیاد پر آپ اٹھاؤ گے تو پہلی اینٹ صحیح رکھی ہے تو جو اوپر جتنی اینٹیں جائے گی سب صحیح جائے گی.
If for example one sati says, you know what, I'm working today, I won't be able to make it now, I'll come later on, join later on, and we say okay, it's alright, do it like that, then like that slowly the whole jamaat will become like that. If from the beginning the targhib is given that you are working like that 27 days of the week, of the month, take some off now, or put in a letter that you want off for these days, etc. If you put him onto qurbani and he comes onto qurbani, shall everyone else will become onto qurbani. If the first brick is put correctly, then all the other bricks after that will become correct. But if the first one is put off, then all the others will fall off like that.
Puri jamaat subah subah jama ho jave.
So in the morning the entire jamaat should gather together.
Aur masjid ki jamaat ke mashware se 3 aadmiyon ki jamaat banave jo is jamaat ki rawangi kare.
So put the mashwara of the masjid, the jamaat should be made, and the advices should be given to the jamaat leaving the path of Allah.
Aur tafseel se puri jamaat ko bitha kar rawangi ki puri hidayat achhi tarah samjhaven.
And the hidayat bayan should be given in detail to this entire jamaat.
Ha, Maulana Yusuf sahab rahmatullah alay 2.5 ghante hidayat dete the.
Maulana Yusuf sahab rahmatullah alay for 2-2.5 hours to give the full hidayat bayan to the jamaat.
Aur tafseel se puri baatein samjhate the.
He should explain everything in detail.
Ha, kyunki unko ja ke karna hai.
Why? Because you have to go there and do the same thing.
Yahan se samajh kar jayenge to karenge.
If you understand it properly, then you go do it.
Aur na samjhe uska mazakara hi nahi hua kisi cheez ka to kaam kaise wujood mein aayega.
If you not understood something and you don't know what to do, what are you going to go there and do?
Isliye chahe chille ki jamaat ho, 4 mahine ki ho, 3 din ki ho, sari jamaaton ko ahmiyat ke sath hidayat dein.
So whether it's a 4-month jamaat, a 40-day jamaat, a 3-day jamaat, all the jamaat should be given the full hidayat bayan, what is due importance.
Ijtimai amal, infiradi amal, karne ke kaam, na karne ke kaam, kam karne ke kaam, naqad jamaat, masjid ke adab, ameer ki itaat, is sari cheezon ko achhi tarah pilana hai.
The ijtimai amal, the collective amal, the infiradi amal, the things that we have to do, the things that we must not do, the things that we do less, the things that we do more, that when you go to a locality, what you must do, all these things should be explained in full detail.
Achhi tarah ye sari baatein samjhani hain.
You have to explain all these things properly.
Khali sunani nahi hai.
It's not just like parrot fashion, just say everything and finish.
Aur phir unko ek hadaf dekar bhejna hai ki jaise aap ja rahe ho us basti se naqad jamaat usool karo.
And with the fikr and a worry and concern, this jamaat should be sent that how you are coming out in the path of Allah, you go to that locality and try to take out and cash jamaat out in the path of Allah.
Aur jab wapas aave to unki tafseel se karguzari ho.
And when they come back, the detailed karguzari should be taken from the jamaat.
Ye jamaat peer ke din subah wapas aayegi.
The Sabbath will come back on the morning of Monday.
Juma ka din ho gaya, Sanichar ho gayi, Itwar. Teen din pure karke, Peer ke din subah inke 72 ghante pure honge.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday morning, 72 hours will be finished.
Agar unke paas us waqt mauka hai, to usi waqt unki karguzari le lein.
If there is time, then take the karguzari at the time they have come back.
और अगर ये कह रहे देर हो गई है हमको जॉब पर जाना है तो उनसे वक्त तय करवा लो कि आप ठीक है अभी जॉब पर चले जाओ लेकिन आपकी पूरी जमात कब जमा होगी जोहर में आ जाओगे असर में आओगे मगरिब में आओगे ईशा में आओगे आप लोग तय करके जाओ कि इंशाल्लाह हम असर की नमाज में या मगरिब में वापस आएंगे उस वक्त हम कारगुजारी सुना देंगे
so if they do not have time to take give the kargozari at that time to go to work or job etc so some time should be fixed later on and the entire jamaat should get together once again Whether it is after Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, whatever time, the whole Jamaat should sit together again and the full Kalguzari should be taken.
Agar subah mauka hai, to subah hi sun lein.
If you have got chance to do it that same morning, the best is try to do it at that time.
Lekin agar nahi hai mauka, to phir unse waqt le lein.
And we don't have a chance to do it at the same time, then take some time, fix a time to do it later on.
Unse puri Kalguzari sune.
The full Kalguzari should be heard.
Aur phir wapasi ki baat karein.
And then the advices of returning back to the house should be given.
Jab ghar jaake kya karna hai?
When you go back home, what should you do?
Panch waqt ki namaz ki pabandi karni hai.
Punctuality on a five times
namaz. Subah shaam ke mamulat pure karne hain.
The morning, evening, wazifas and duas, etc.
Maa baap ki khidmat karni hai.
Khidmat of your parents.
Bhi bachchon ke saath achha suluk karna hai.
How we should look with our wives and our children.
Halal kamai karni hai.
Should earn in a halal manner.
Apne ghar walon ke saath, apne padosiyon ke saath husne suluk karna hai.
How we should live with our family members. Our neighbors, etc.
और उसके साथ पांच काम भी समझावें.
And with that, the five amal should be explained.
और फिर उनको अपुक्षत करें.
And then this jamaat should be sent.
ये पूरी तर्तीब है जमात रवाना करने की और वापस आने पर कारगुजारी और हिदायत वापसी की बात की.
And this is how the jamaat should be sent off. And when they come back, the kargozari should be taken and the advices of returning home, the wapsi should be given.
इसी तरह हमारे इन उमूमी अमाल के साथ साथ बाज़े तबकात उम्मत हैं उन तबकात पर भी मेहनत करनी है.
One is our umumi, our general amal that we do. One is there are certain types of people that special effort should be made upon them.
हमारे ज़माने में पेशों के एतबार से तबके हैं ये भाई ताजिर लोग हैं ये काश्कार लोग हैं ये मुलाजिम लोग हैं ये स्टूडेंट्स हैं तो इस लाइन के जो तबकात हैं उन पर भी मेहनत का निज़ाम बनावें
So the different tabqas of people, the businessmen, the students, the farmers, or this type of people, or the taxi drivers, or whoever it may be, the different groups of people, we should have programs for them also.
वैसे घर-घर की मुलाकातों में इन सब पर मेहनत होगी.
Like that, from the door to door, house to house, मुलाकात, everyone will be met.
लेकिन बाज़े मौकों पर थोड़ा सा तबकात को तबकात के जरिए से मेहनत पर लिया जाता है, तो वो आसानी से काबू में आ जाता है.
On certain occasions, with different types of people, it's easier to gather them with their own group of people.
उन पर मेहनत का तरीका थोड़ा मुख्तलिफ होगा, बाकी सबको जमा करना है मस्जिद में.
The effort will be a bit different. How to gather them will be a different. But everyone has to be gathered in the masjid.
सबको जोड़ना है मस्जिदवार जमात से.
But everyone has to be linked up with the मस्जिदवार जमात.
तमाम तबकात को.
In all the tabqas.
और उसमें इस वक्त जो है students जो है उनकी बड़ी तादाद हर जगह होती है.
And in every locality, there's large number of students.
और उनमें बड़ी सलाहियतें हैं.
And the students have got lot of capabilities.
जवानी की उम्र है.
They are young.
तो इसलिए उनको मेहनत का मैदान बनावें.
So the special effort should be put among the students.
स्कूल कॉलेजों में भी मेहनत की तरतीब कायम करें.
Should have effort should take place in the schools and colleges also.
अपनी मस्जिद की सतह पर भी हर मस्जिद वालों से लिस्ट तैयार करावें कि हमारी मस्जिद के अतराफ में कितने स्टूडेंट्स हैं.
The मस्जिदवार जमात should have a list ready that around our masjid there's how many students.
और फिर उनमें स्टूडेंट्स के रास्ते से स्टूडेंट्स पर मेहनत करावें.
So by using the students, effort should be made among the students.
हाँ, जो थोड़े बहुत फ़ाल हैं, जिनका थोड़ा बहुत वक्त लगा है, उनको अपने साथ लेकर, उनकी मेहनत करके, उनको अपने गश्तों में, अपनी तालीम में, जितना वक्त वो फारिग कर सकते हैं, रोजाना आधा घंटा घंटा, उनका वक्त वसूल करें.
So those students that have spent time before, that are taking part in the effort, use those students to make effort on the other students and get them also involved. In the amal of the masjid.
साल भर अगर उन पर मेहनत होती रही तो छुट्टियों के जमाने में उनकी जमातें बनना आसान हो जाएगा.
If throughout the year effort took place among the students, then at the time of holidays, it will be easy for them to come out in the path of Allah.
Students पर मेहनत सिर्फ छुट्टियों में नहीं है.
The effort of the students is not only in the holidays.
बल्कि साल भर मेहनत है.
But it's all year round effort among the students.
साल भर अपने मस्जिद के अमाल से उनको जोड़ें.
All year round they should be joined with the amal of the masjid.
अपनी शबगुजारी में उनको बुला लें.
We should bring them to the शबगुजारी.
हाँ, वहाँ देखेंगे, आएंगे, मुजाकरे सुनेंगे, उनसे इख्तलात का मौका होगा, उनसे मुजाकरे होंगे.
when they will come to the Shab Guzari, they listen to the talks and mix with the people, they listen to the muzakara.
School college ke mahol mein bhi unko da'i banawe.
They should be made into da'is, invited towards Allah in the environment of the schools and colleges also.
Jo namaz wahan aati hain, us namaz ke bare mein unko taqeed kare ke wo wahan par apni waqfe mein apni namaz ba jamaat ada kar le.
So whatever time of namaz session, for example the zohr time session is a school time or college time, then encouragement should be given to them to try to read that namaz with jamaat in the schools also.
Aur unko hadaf kaam de ke wo naye naye ladkon ko talash kare. Aapke yahan gair mulki students bhi padhte honge, unke hostels honge, universityon mein pad rahe honge, to unke hostel kahan kahan hain, kahan private reh rahe hain, kya is tarah ke hostels bane hue hain. Mahar masjidwar jamaat apne atraf mein talash kare. Local students bhi hote hain, bahar ke bhi hote hain, unke paas jave, unse rabta kare, unse taluq banave, unko qareeb kare aur un par mehnat kare.
So like that, speaker should be given to the students also. The Deshbik must make effort amongst the other students also for the namaz also. There may be students from outside town or from different countries studying. They will have their hostels, etc., where they are living. So effort should be made amongst them. They should also be visited, like how from the masjid you go to visit other people. Like the students also should be met, and they also should be linked up with the amal of the masjid. They should also be linked up to the masjid.
Ye hamara bahut qeemti sarmaya hai.
This is a very great capital of ours.
Isi umar se hum un par mehnat kar lenge, hamare ban jayenge, varna koi aur unko uchak lega.
In this time you make effort among the students and they start doing the effort of deen, then inshallah they will become a very valuable capital to us and they will become our helpers. Otherwise other people will take them away and use them for whatever other agendas other people have.
Ha, in sare taqazon par hum thaka dene wali mehnat karenge.
So in all this we will tire ourselves and do this effort.
Rahat ke saath kaam nahi hota hai.
This work will not take place with ease and comfort.
Rahat ke saath kaam aisa hai jaise namak bagair ka salan.
But with ease and comfort, to do the work with ease and comfort is like that curry without the salt.
Ha, isliye niyat kare, irada kare, inshallah ke jam kar mehnat karenge.
So inshallah all of us make this niyat that we will do this effort properly inshallah.
Aur in paanchon amal ki pabandi karenge.
And we will look after all these five amal.
Karenge inshallah.
We'll all do it inshallah.
Aur har zimmedar apne saath har mahine 3 din ki jamaat banave.
And every responsible brother every month will try to make his 3 days jamaat.
Isme se kaun kaun niyat karta hai ki inshallah hum apne saath 3 din ki jamaat banayenge.
So all of us make niyat to make our own 3 days jamaat.
Aapke paas taqreeban 1000 aadmi hai jamaat lekar jane wale. Durban ka jo bhi kargozari aayi usme jamaat lekar jane walon ki jo figure aayi hai taqreeban 1000 aadmi hai. Har mahine aapki 122 jamaat abhi ja rahi hai. Aur capacity hai 1000 jamaat.
Yes, from the kargozari we heard that there's about 1000 people are there in our province that can take out jamaat in ibadat of Allah. But the current capacity, the current amount of jamaat that are coming out is 120. But the capacity is for 1000 jamaat every month in ibadat of Allah.
Aur saal mein chille 4 mahine ke 1000 jamaaton ki to istidad hai aap mein.
So in a year annually 1040 days at 4 months jamaat can come out from us.
Isliye sab niyat kare, irada kare ki inshallah isko karenge.
So all of us make niyat that we will do this inshallah.
Aur phir Allah se mangenge.
And you make dua to Allah.
Subah, sham, raat, din, jab bhi mauka milega, mangte hi rahenge.
Morning, evening, night and day, whenever we get the chance to make dua to Allah and ask from Allah.
Allah hum sabko tawfeeq ata farmaye.
May Allah pak grant us tawfeeq to make amal.
Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
NE4, please remove your vehicle immediately. NE4, please remove your vehicle immediately. It's causing an obstruction. The elders of Pakistan have come. They need